Chapter 117. The West Wing was unusually quiet at this hour, but the president's unexpected emergence in his bathrobe and slippers had rustled the aides and on-site staff out of their daytimer beds and on-site sleeping quarters. "I can't find her, Mr. President," a young aide said, hurrying after him into the Oval Office. He had looked everywhere. "Miss Tench is not answering her pager or cell phone." The president looked exasperated.
"Have you looked in the—"
"She left the building, sir,"
another aide announced, hurrying in.
"She signed out about an hour ago.
We think she may have gone to the NRO.
One of the operators says she and Pickering were talking tonight."
"William Pickering?"
The president sounded baffled. Tench and Pickering were anything but social.
"Have you called him?"
"He's not answering either, sir. NRO switchboard can't reach him. They say Pickering's cell phone isn't even ringing. It's like he's dropped off the face of the earth."
Herney stared at his aides for a moment and then walked to the bar and poured himself a bourbon. As he raised the glass to his lips, a Secret Service man hurried in.
"Mr. President, I wasn't going to wake you, but you should be aware that there was a car bombing at the FDR Memorial tonight."
"What?" Herney almost dropped his drink.
"When?"
"An hour ago." His face was grim. "And the FBI just identified the victim."